And welcome into Saints Sports Weekly. Jeff Bowman here with you at 96.5 The Cave, 96.5 The Cave. Also got Coach Fred Smith with us tonight. How are you, Fredo?
Doing good. Glad to be here, Jeffrey.
And the show is being brought to you by Siena Heights University and also Magic Fountain Mini Storage and Auto Wash. Well, it's a women's wrestling show here tonight. We have not had a chance to talk with Coach Dominic Adams. And, Dominic, good to have you on with us tonight.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, this is an exciting time around campus for you and all the girls that you've recruited ready to come in next year. And congrats on the job, and welcome to Siena Heights.
Well, thank you. I'm really excited. I'm having a ball, getting this first inaugural team together, it's going to be a lot of fun, and I look forward to August to introducing all the ladies around campus and getting on the mat in the fall.
Well, I mean, you're a local Michigan guy, and we're here at AHC for a little bit, and then down at Lord's, so you know the area, and especially with Lord's, you know kind of the whack and who you're going to have to recruit as well. It's been a nice thing for you to kind of be able to know the lay of the land a little bit.
Yeah, it's been this has been being a head coach at the women's collegiate level has been a goal of mine for some time now, and every step I've been just trying to learn more and learn from my mentors, both at Adrian College and at Lord's University, to kind of position myself to hit the ground running when I took a head coaching job. And at Siena Heights, everything just lined up perfectly, and it was literally a dream come true. I've been grateful that I've been able to, kind of learn in this and get to know the folks in this region. I literally was able to hit the ground running in October.
Yeah, hey, Coach, this is Fred Smith. The first couple questions that I have are a little bit about the landscape of women's wrestling at the NAIA level. First, at the WAC, I've been, out of it, being AD a few years, so I'm a little out of it. Do we have, does Lourdes have a women's program, and how many women's programs do we have in the WAC right now?
So, currently, in the WAC, there are four programs, Siena Heights, Rochester, announced that they're adding next year. They're like, they'll be competing next year. Indiana Tech will be in year three, and then Lord's as well. So that's four. So there currently is not enough teams to have a conference with the WAC.
Right.
Also in the NAIA on the women's side, while the men qualify through their conference for nationals, on the women's side, it is you don't have to qualify. Each team can take up to 12 girls to nationals. There's 10 weight classes at the collegiate level. And at this point, I think there's low 40s, maybe 42, or I might be off by a couple in terms of women's NAIA programs across the country. So it's an invitational status at this point. I would think probably next year, next fall, will be the last year that teams will be able to just take, 12 or however many, up to 12. I think after that, in following years, I think you'll have to qualify through the conference, and it'll mirror how the men qualify at this time.
In other words, it'll probably do another year or two of national wrestling invitation and go to a national tournament where specific criteria, et cetera. So my next question is, how many do you wrestle? Do you recruit from high school teams? Or are you recruiting for club teams? Or talk about that a little bit, because are there that many? I see where we had some women's wrestling activity, really thanks to, you know, Adrian College helped get a lot of that really going and interested. But at the high school level, I think wasn't there some type of state tournament too in Michigan?
Yeah, so at the high school level, so to answer your question, we do recruit primarily from high schools, but there are some ladies, depending on where they're at and what their school situation, they might not have your traditional high school team experience. So there is still some recruitment from ladies who only compete on club teams or at like national tournaments. Now in the state of Michigan this year, it was fantastic. The first year, the Michigan High School Athletic Association sponsored a girls division at the state tournament at Ford Field along all four divisions. It was, I was there, I was, you know, sitting right in the middle, I think, you know, 12 rows back, and I got goosebumps when, you know, they were announcing it. You know, it's been a long, long fight, by a lot of people, to get, girls wrestling to have this opportunity. And neighboring states are following suit. The state of Ohio, will have, they kind of followed Michigan's model where the state association sponsored, that's what Michigan was doing for years before that. The Michigan Wrestling Association sponsored the state tournament up until this past year. And Ohio will be sanctioned next year. I think Indiana is close. And so it's just an exciting time at the high school level. Girls wrestling is the fastest growing sport in the country. And, you know, it used to be provide the opportunities or provide the numbers, and then we'll provide the opportunities. Right. Now they're finding we provide these opportunities, right, and the girls come out and now that they want to be a part of. For example, in the state of Ohio, in just the last 2 years, to start this year, they were up close to 1,000 girls at, you know, in just a year, and that was, you know, with the pandemic as well, you know. So it's showing that schools that support, you know, I remember I was at a dual meet recruiting down in Columbus. I was at Olentangy Orange, and it was between Orange and Delaware Hayes. There was a varsity girls dual meet, a JV girls dual meet, a middle school dual meet, and then they had a youth girls club come out, and it was all just from basically 12th grade on up all the way down to the lowest level. And it was great because, you know, those little girls who were part of the club and the youth, their only reality may be, you know, practicing with competing against girls from, you know, six all the way up through high school, where, you know, that hasn't always been the case. It's, you know, compete wherever you can. And then, you know, there may or may not be girls opportunities.
Most likely they competed against guys is what they had to do.
Yes.
Ironically, Coach, I'll give you this name after the show. My grandson is a wrestler in Indiana, and his girlfriend is she's a 132 pounder. I saw her in sectionals, boys sectional, Pinnaboy, and then she finally got to wrestle against some girls because Indiana's a little bit behind us. She's a stud, mm-hmm. a junior, and a great student. So I'll give it. But I the sweetest little thing. And then I saw her at sectionals, you know. But hey, she pinned this kid, and a lot of times the guys won't wrestle the girls, as you probably know. You can talk about all that, you know. So it's so good that this is growing on its own, and it sounds. I remember a number of years ago, lacrosse the fastest growing sport, bowling fastest growing sport, and you know now we got another one. So I'm really happy for you. And the only other question I have is, I've seen you've signed some kids already. I mean, you haven't messed around.
No, I was just earlier today. I was down in the Dayton area at a signing for another student athlete. Actually, the second from Greenview High School, and And so, I went to her teammates signing, and it was also their senior night. And Greenview is a small community where, you know, their schools and their students, and their is kind of the center of the community. And they had made Santa Heights University women's wrestling shirts. This family did. Over 100 T-shirts were in the crowd for the one girl's senior night and signing, and it was more than half the gym. It was so cool. All her friends, family, the other teammates, the coaches, all had these T-shirts on. So when you talk, our the values of our program are love, family, and fun. And when you talk, that was it was really cool to see that personified at that event. And to date, I think we signed 13 so far.
Well, Coach, I'll let Jeff do it in a minute, but you're talking to an old dog here. That sounds like a social media opportunity there.
Yes.
And I don't know much about that stuff, but boy, you guys could get a lot of mileage out of that. Congratulations.
Well, Coach, it's Jeff again on this side. We're talking, you talked about the opportunities, and, that's one thing that, going back to the last couple of years and having just a state meet run by My Way, and how, the growth from there, and with those opportunities, you see more and more high schools having, separate meets for the girls' teams, and the growth of it, again, is it's so much nicer when these girls know, I can come out for wrestling because I can wrestle girls that are more similar to my skill set, to my strength set, and as opposed to always wrestling against guys. And, once you get that ball rolling, then it may not ever stop.
Well, yeah, I think so. It's tough because, at some point there comes a time where it's just, girls are just as strong, if not stronger, in certain positions, are just as strong or just as flexible, and probably more flexible in certain positions. And just like some guys are too, but, it becomes tough when, there are people who, don't want to, there are young ladies who no longer want to compete against boys. And at the same point, I would say there are probably young men in the program who also don't want to compete against girls. It's not that they have anything for or against it. They would just rather not. I remember growing up, I went to Fenton High School, and there was a neighboring school from the time I was in sixth grade up through high school. It seemed this neighboring school had a different girl at my weight class every single year. It was a wrestler to me, for example, I also had a daughter, I have a daughter. She wrestled in high school her last two years. And we were living in Indiana at the time, and I was coaching high school at the time, and there wasn't a whole lot of girls wrestling in Indiana. We moved back to Michigan. I started volunteering at the club that I grew up in, and she saw from ages 5 up through high school about 8 girls at practice, all different levels. And she, for the first time, she came along with me to the tournaments when I was coaching at the high school level, and helped with stats and was in the stands and things like that. But when she came back and came to my club practice and saw all these girls competing and doing very well, for the first time she asked, "Can I wrestle?" I had never asked her because, I wanted it to be her thing and I didn't want to push it on her. But as soon as she saw someone, representation matters, right? She saw that and she wanted to participate in that. Now, she wrestled at a weight that it's typically, you don't see a whole lot of girls wrestling those weights and above then. Now you see it all over the place. Because why? Because they've had opportunities to practice with, compete against girls, and it keeps them in the sport. If you come in, let's say, at a heavier weight, and you're a 14-year-old freshman girl, and let's say you wrestle We'll pick 170 is the second highest weight at the collegiate level, okay? In high school, that weight would be 171. So if you come in at 14 and you're roughly 171 pounds, and maybe the 171 pound that you're practicing with is a senior, and he's been wrestling since he's 5 or 6, and that's all you're doing. You don't ever wrestle against a girl or see a girl. It may be tough. Versus if you come in and you're able to practice with and compete against girls, then every now and then competing against boys isn't difficult, or it's not difficult, but maybe it doesn't really matter, right? Because she's able to compete with and against, you know, other girls.
Yeah, it makes
That's
a big
how
difference.
It, is today. It makes a huge difference.
Yeah. Again, we're listening to Dominic Adams, the first head coach at Siena Heights Women's Wrestling Program, here on Saint Sports Weekly and 96.5 The Cave. Jeff Bowman along with Coach Fred Smith as well. And, you know, again, you talked about having the opportunity for the girls this year to be at Ford Field, to kind of have their own, tournament within the guys' side. Kind of, once again, they brought them all together and have their own set of mats, which was nice. You've got guys all over in all the different weight classes, all the different divisions, and then, you know, wrapping it up on the one side with just the girls and having their own opportunity to wrestle on the big stage. And I think that's key as well for the growth, is because now being MHSAA sanctioned and then also having, you know, the spotlight shine on them, I think more and more girls are going to want to have the opportunity to do that, and more schools are going to offer that opportunity as well.
Yeah, I sure hope so. I thank the Michigan Wrestling Association and the coaches that really got the ball rolling, hosting the girls' state tournament up until this point. And then the way the MHSAA did it this year, I thought was fantastic, especially in the finals. You know, typically the finals you wrestle down on, how it's been at Ford Field is Division 1 through 4, and they split up the divisions and put the girls' division kind of center stage, or so they had Division 1, or two divisions on each side, and it was really nice that they acknowledged the long overdue, but to give it the proper vehicle or the proper center stage, it was really fantastic. And also, I really hope that schools will take a play out of some of the schools like Whittemore Prescott, okay? Small school. I was at 3 or 4 tournaments. They had probably 12 or more girls. I mean, that was fantastic. I went to a community grassroots meeting up in Traverse City shortly after I was hired at Siena Heights, and they had it was just basically all the surrounding districts up there. And they were, hey, do you go to this elementary school or this middle school? Here's the high school coach. And they had probably 20 different families who were being introduced to girls wrestling. And the really neat thing was they had girls who had wrestled from, Lydia Krause, who's, fantastic state champ out of Boyne City. She shared her experience down to, there were some girls who had never won a match, but they all introduced themselves and they all shared kind of what wrestling meant to them. And so you had these other girls in the bleachers and their families listening to these competitors talking about their experience and what it meant to them. So things like that, community-based organization and support from schools and communities, I think is huge. And I always tell everyone, if I can help in any way, if there's anything I can do, give me a call. And if I can physically be there, I'll be there to help in any way I can to help grow and promote the sport.
Well, Coach, we got to take a time out here. When we come back, we can talk a lot more wrestling, but we'll kind of keep it on the local level, just about the young girls here in Lenawee County that actually got a chance to wrestle at Ford Field and did well. And we'll talk a little more wrestling here. Saint Sports Weekly, Jeff Bowman along with Fred Smith and Coach Dominic Adams. We'll be right back with more Saint Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
is space becoming a problem for you? Do you have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about. Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
And welcome back. Saint Sports Weekly, or 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. Jeff Bowman and Coach Fred Smith. I want to thank our sponsors, Siena Heights University and also Magic Fountain, Mini Storage and Auto Wash, and also Coach Dominic Adams, the head coach of the women's wrestling program at Siena Heights. And Coach, you know, we talked about the growth of this sport around the state at the youth level, and you know, now getting it to the high school level, and you know, a lot of it, there's a lot of work been put in with a local guy, and I've had Casey on, you know, before talking about wrestling, but Casey Randolph over in Clinton, he is a huge supporter, you know, the head coach at the men's, the boys team at Clinton, but also on the girls' side, and what big proponent he has been, and worked his butt off to try to grow the sport of women's wrestling here in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, Casey has been huge. I remember, you know, his support is a large reason why we're at where we're to the point. And you know, I remember taking a group of kids to what was called War of the Roses girls wrestling series in Clinton. Always hosted, and it was a nonprofit that one of my mentors, the late Brent Harvey, he supported. He created that nonprofit because he wanted girls to have a chance to just have their own girls tournament, and that was something that Casey really got behind. And you know, he that first state championship, I think Casey was at the time the president of MWA, or definitely on the leadership board, and not this past one, but the year before, Clinton girls won the state championship. They have always supported girls' team from youth on all the way up through, and now it's just starting to be evident at the high school level. Those girls are, you know, finally getting up to, you know, the high school level after having the opportunities to practice alongside each other. And to compete against each other, and then, you know, they're hitting the mat in the high school level, and they're excelling just like on the guy's side. He's been a, you know, a instrumental piece of, you know, continuing to move the sport forward on the women's side and the sport as a whole.
Yeah, and you know a little bit about, you know, recruiting this area, you know, as we talked during a break, that, you know, you've got a few girls that you recruited down to Lord. So, you know, obviously you have the contacts in this area. So that's got to help you. I know, you know, a lot of the stuff we've talked about is you being down in Ohio and signing some Ohio girls and stuff. But, you know, you obviously have some notoriety here in the state of Michigan, being able to have some contacts and some networking going on there as well.
Well, yeah, I did. You know, I previously, you know, before my stop down in Ohio, I was a volunteer assistant for two seasons at Adrian College, and I coached at the high school level, and I was part of Michigan girls national team when we won Michigan in 2015, won the national championship. First time Michigan had ever done that. And then we followed it up the next year, finished third. And then 2 years later, finished third again. So I've been, you know, involved with girls wrestling in coaching and for a little bit. It's like one, you know, everyone, a lot of people say, you know, your wrestling family is like like no other family. You can be gone, you know, especially with the pandemic and things like that, when things kind of took a pause for a long time. It was great when things started getting back together and you're out on the recruiting trail or at, you know, national tournaments and things, and seeing a lot of these coaches and families, you know, that, you know, we've been away for some time, and it's just always nice. I say I'm going 1,000 miles an hour right now, but I wouldn't change anything for the world.
Make sure you get your chin strap on, you're buckled up, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, again, this is, you know, it is an exciting time. And I know, you know, one thing that, you know, when we've had Coach Mary on as well in here, just really kind of talking about, you know, the big thing that, you know, that he has, you know, that you don't, is that base of alumni that were here before and remember what the wrestling program was like and, you know, are wanting to support and do a lot of things for him. And I know that will definitely, you know, in the same time, it's going to, you know, by osmosis rub off on you a little bit probably, and hopefully, you know, for the facility wise as well. And is that a one big thing that you're trying to look at is trying to get to, you know, the facilities built on campus?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I'm right now. That's always, you know, a goal. You know, but right now I'm focused on really getting the best student athletes that we can that can achieve at a high level, both in the classroom and on the mat. And I think if we keep doing that, you know, that everything else will take care of itself. I believe. I mean, we'll be, of course, involved. You know, as much as is needed. And you know, I love, I'll talk with anybody. My wife, she nicknamed me the mayor. She said, you can go into a room with a bunch of people you never met and you'll leave an hour later and be best friends. And especially when you put wrestling in the mix, I love talking and making friends. And, so I look forward to, you know, one of the things Coach Mary and I talked about was, and actually they did it at Adrian that we're going to mirror is have a wrestling program homecoming tailgate during homecoming football game, invite all the families, all the wrestlers, and just all the alumni, and just a great opportunity to just for everybody to meet and hang out and get to know each other. And I think, you know, you never know what connection is going to like to, you know, flip the switch in a kid's eyes. Maybe they meet an alumni who's involved in a certain type of career and they never even thought of that, right? And so providing those opportunities for our student athletes to mix and mingle with, you know, wrestling alumni and alumni of any sort, I think is a great opportunity to expose those kids to, you know, people from different backgrounds, because you never know what it's going to be. Like I said, that could inspire somebody for, you know, a career field.
You know, Coach, I thought this is Coach Smith again. You did a great job. I can tell being an AD for a long time, you were very politically correct in how you answered it. What you're doing is you're taking care of your business now, and that's recruiting. That's what the school wants. And I understand that completely. Believe me, I'm just curious. And, you know, I love Coach Silger. She's just done an awesome job, and I'm always there to help her. But do you have any, you know, do you have any idea where you're going to train yet?
So right now, in year one, our practice facility will be at Adrian High School. Our mat room is at Adrian High School. Of course, we have great other facilities in terms of the indoor track and weight rooms and other, you know, facilities to do strength and conditioning program on campus at Siena Heights University. I'm sure we'll, I'm a big, pool workout, guy. So I'm sure we will, partner with, the Y or other facilities, to get some water work, some pool workouts in, you know, but, I think, so that's kind of going forward right now. That's where we're at. And I think folks can look at our facilities on campus and look at the history of our university and see how we've supported, you know, over time. I mean, you know, with football and others, you know, you can look at the work going on at the softball complex and things of that nature We do have very nice and top-notch looking facilities, and so I do have faith that everything will work out exactly the way it's supposed to.
Coach, let me ask you this, and I don't know this either, but does the local high school, Adrian High School, my old alma mater, do they have any women's wrestling or any interest in women's wrestling as of yet?
I don't. No, I haven't had those conversations with Coach Conklin over there. And, you know, I do know that they had a fantastic young lady who just actually finished up her freshman year at Adrian College, Kaylee Rada. You know, I coached her on the national team. She was a Folk Style National Champ, Fargo finalist. I think she was a national qualifier this year for them. So they do have, and I know they have some younger kids in their system, in their school system, like middle school and in the youth. So I just don't know. We haven't had those conversations.
Yeah, well, and I think you could be an inspiration for those kids too. And, you know, they see women's wrestlers around the high school when you guys, you know, I know they're probably be there in the morning or whenever, you know, Coach Mary did it. I'm not really privy to the practice times, but I think that'll help just from the, you know, we have so many strong programs in wrestling in this county. We hope that'll develop from the women's standpoint too. And I don't know if Jeff's going to get us to commercial, but I wanted to move on to your recruits and have you talk a little bit about some of those people.
Yeah, well, we're going to take a quick break. Actually, thank you for keeping on. I'm texting. Well, we're doing we've got the Final Four, the championship game on tonight, and all of a sudden I looked over at my computer screen, and it's doing some crazy things. Somebody's in charge of doing stuff to get it all ready for that tonight at a separate location. I'm like, wait a minute, I can't even run a commercial right now. So we can now, though. So we want to take a break, and then I do have some questions about your recruiting class and, again, with some things from that. So, again, we'll be back with more as we talk a little wrestling here. Siena Heights-wise and St. Sports Weekly, Jeff Bowman, Coach Fred Smith, and head coach Dominic Adams. We'll be back with more right after this here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Stay home and finish your degree. One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Is space becoming a problem for you? You have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.sienaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
And welcome back into the 96.5 The Cave Studios for Saints Sports Weekly. Jeff Bowman along with Coach Fred Smith. Once again, thank you to Magic Fountain Mini Storage and Auto Wash and also Siena Heights University. Well, it's women's wrestling talk here tonight on 96.5 The Cave. And again, Coach Dominic Adams in with us. And Coach, I know... You know, you said earlier you've got 10 weight classes at the collegiate level. You know, one thing when we're talking about recruiting for these, are you looking to, say, fill that lineup per weight, or are you just kind of looking to find the best fit for the team and not directly saying, I need to fill the 43, I need to fill the 36? Or how are you, you know, what's your been your game plan to try to recruit and put this first team together?
Yeah, well, so first of all, we're recruiting folks who fit our culture, who fit our values. That's been the first, kind of the first start right there. We're looking for young ladies who want to work hard in the classroom and on the mat, and who live our program values and who want to be a part of something greater than themselves. You know, we have a fantastic opportunity this first year to really to set the stage, to set the foundation. So it's really been a, I've had opportunities to coach Ohio's national team, Michigan's national team, and through those commitments and at other events. And I've been able to see high school kids at all levels, and spend some time with them outside of their school and things like that. And I got to tell you, there were certain individuals that after that experience, I decided, I'm not really interested in it. You can be the best wrestler in the world, but if your character isn't there, thank you. I go early to events and watch kids warm up. I watch how they interact with their teammates, their coaches, and their family and other people. I stay late until, after awards are given out because I think it's important to get as much, we only have so much time to evaluate these kids. And so over time it's been, first, we recruit character first. I found that student athletes that are in an environment where they experience unconditional love and support from their coaches and teammates, at the root of it all, have fun, then the winning is a natural byproduct of that. Success on the matter in the classroom is a natural byproduct of that. And so at first that's what it was. And it still is to a point. However, now, we've had some success. And so now going forward and into additional years, it's going to be, being strategic as well as, we need, depth. There are 10 weights. Kids get injured. Kids shift weights. They say they're going to come in at one weight and they come in at another, which is fine. I don't recruit kids to a certain weight. I would rather, especially with the sport, with women's wrestling, women in general, they have so many other, in terms of, like, I've never had some of the body image the issues. So I don't recruit kids and say you have to make this weight. If they want to go up a weight, that's fine. I would never jeopardize the safety and well-being of any of the athletes to say, hey, make this weight. But, we do have 10 weights unfortunate the way it is at the collegiate wrestling right now. The highest weight that there is 191 pounds. And the heaviest weight on the guy's side in high school is 285. And then the girls is 225, depending on where you're at, what state you're in. And so there's kind of a disconnect there. So there are certain girls who won't be able to make that 191. And so that's unfortunate. Hopefully over time, the NAIA and wrestling as a whole will look at that, because I just don't think I think maybe the weights were at a time when there wasn't as much data available as to the actual weights of young women. And so that's where we're at.
Well, I love the way you talked about getting there early, staying late, and, you know, watching those things. I always remember telling kids, you know, I did some coaching and playing, you know, a lot more with baseball, but it's like, hey, run everything out the first. You never know who's watching. And I was working in the sporting goods industry up in Saline, Ann Arbor area, and got to know a few Michigan football coaches and asked about a couple certain recruits of, you know, why they didn't, you know, take them or look at them. They said, you know, we went and watched them play basketball. They did good on the football field, but they just didn't have the footwork playing basketball, or they didn't have this or that. And so, you know, at all times when you're competing, compete at the highest level, because you never know who's looking at you and what they're looking for at those times.
Well, absolutely. You know, and I've sort of reframed, so I don't necessarily focus on, you know, I don't focus on winning and losing. I say, you know, where was your effort and where was your attitude? We can go from there. Because you might have lost the match 10 to nothing, but in reality, when we look at the film, maybe you lost two positions. Maybe you lost the takedown. You lost that position. She scored a leg attack for two. And then the next position in parterre, you lost that position. She got a leg lace and ended the match 10 to 0. So if you just focused on the score and you lost 10 to 0, but when we look at the film, really, you only lost two positions. So we clean up those two positions, and I bet you the next time it's a different outcome on the scoreboard. But the way we define compete is to strive toward excellence together. So that way, it's not focused on winning and losing. It's like, okay, go be excellent. Somebody's got to be excellent today. It might as well be you.
Coach, one of the things I wanted to ask, you've referenced this a couple times, your core values or something. Can you talk about those again and how you determined those values and what was important?
Yeah, our program values are love, family, and fun. Everything we do and everything we're about can be, trickles down from there. Why I think that's important, because I would say as a competitor, I was, we'll say maybe slightly above average. And I believe, looking back, it was because I was so wrapped up in winning and losing. And I was petrified of I put so much pressure on myself to win that like I lost everything else. And so I just over time, and I also went through what's called the three-dimensional coaching workshop, and it was transformational as a coach. I did that about 6-7 years ago, and it completely changed the way I coach, the way I approach athletes, I had a kid, one time after a match, a wrestler tell me, you know what, coach, sometimes I just want you to put your arm around me and tell me everything's going to be all right. Had nothing to do with what happened on the mat, wrestling, X's and O's, if you will, had so much other stuff going on, in their mind that's what they were focusing on, and didn't matter what sport it was or what they were doing, they weren't focused on it. And through that experience, it transformed my approach. And I just feel like, I was talking, I heard a talk from Olympic gold medalist. She's retired, and she said what she remembers most, winning gold medal was great, but what she misses the most is the experiences with her teammates, the laughing. When she was injured, they came and visited her. When she was going through a rough time with her family, they came and just spent time with her, right? This is an Olympic gold medalist, right? Highest level. And what she misses the most and enjoys the most are those experiences with her team, not the winning. That tells me that there's so much more than just the result. And so I wanted to make sure that the athletes that I coach, are surrounded by unconditional love. Sport at the root is fun. And so that's very important. I believe that a family atmosphere is vital in the sport of wrestling because it's so demanding. That's kind of how I came up with those values.
This clinic you went to, who was that sponsored by?
The three-dimensional, it's from by the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, FCA.
Okay, great. Thank you.
I guess one other quick question, Coach, is how did you get towards the coaching the women's wrestling as opposed to the men's side? How did that happen where you became more involved in the women's wrestling programs?
So it was simply, I was coaching when I fell in with my, back at my club, and there was girls there. My daughter wanted to wrestle. I reached out. Everybody told me the guy to reach out to is Brent Harvey. He had this organization called War of the Roses Wrestling. It was a nonprofit. Went to not just a girls division at a boys tournament, girls only standalone tournaments. He said, Brent used to say, there's a million people doing this for guys and there's not enough doing it for girls. He picked up where Kent Balow had left off with the USGWA. And, 1 year I remember we were in 13 different states hosting girls-only tournaments having gear for girls that they wanted that fit them, that wasn't boys' gear, just in girls' sizes. He died tragically in a motorcycle accident. And I stepped away for a little bit, and I was involved with him, and we went all over the country coaching and sponsoring girl stuff. And I stepped away because it really, he was my best friend, and it really shook me. And, I had people reach out to me, hey, where you been, Coach? I said I'd show up at the World Team Trials and need a coach, and you'd be there. I'd say, hey, will you come up to Northern Michigan and coach me? And you'd be there, and we miss you. And I just heard Brent's voice in my head say, there's a million people doing this for guys and not enough people doing this for girls. And I just felt called to, completely transform my professional career and to be in a position to coach collegiate women's wrestling. And so I, started making that transition.
Well, that's a great, great story there. And again, the legacy that was left behind by Brent and kind of taking that reins on to make sure that you do that for the women. I think it's an awesome thing. And again, it's a great sport. I've been around wrestling for a lot of years of my life. I was too much of a wimp to wrestle. I always played basketball, but I know a lot of people that wrestle, some of my best friends, and I grew up loving wrestling as a kid. And so it's awesome that the opportunities out there are, for women now, are getting so big. And I think the great thing about this as well with, and this is maybe a little selfish on the guy side, but I think that because of the push of women's programs and with all the Title IX, it's helping the guys wrestling kind of come back at the collegiate level as well when they got axed, a lot of years ago. And I think that with Title IX and with the women's push, it's helping both programs grow.
Well, so most definitely. So women's wrestling, when it was about to be cut from the Olympics, women's wrestling saved the sport from being cut from the Olympics. Now where we're at today is women's wrestling is they're adding Generally at the NAIA and Division III level, they're adding both, not just sometimes men's, but most often it's men's and women's together. And I think, you know, it is the 50th anniversary this year of Title IX, and I think representation matters. You know, I've been blessed to be assistant coaches alongside female head coaches. I think, you know, having female officials just in every aspect, I think it's very important that, you know, when I was a high school coach, we had the first year they had the high school state tournament, we had two girls win it and one girl finished third. And at that school, when you're all state, they put your picture in the hallway. And it's very important that girls saw their other girls' wrestling picture, right? And so that when they're walking the halls, maybe they're at a basketball game or maybe they're at the cafeteria for something, they can look up there and they can see those girls and say, hey, she did it, so now I can. I just think, you know, we've come a long way, but there's always more to go. And I'm really excited to be in, Adrian and Lenawee County to grow this sport at all levels, moving forward.
Well, we got a minute left, and the crazy thing, and probably Coach could attest to this too, I think from listening to you talk, listening to Derek talk, you guys have both of the same kind of mindset as far as trying to grow the programs, and I think that you guys could probably have a great working relationship going on over there with wrestling at Siena Heights.
Yeah, Derek and I love Derek, man. We get along great. It's been, I didn't know, it's kind of funny. So when he was in college, his college coach went to Central Michigan, which is where I'm from. And, I knew his college. I didn't wrestle in college, but I was a reporter and I covered the wrestling team. So I was close friends with his, I was friends with his high school coach, Coach Bulliard, who's now at the University of Michigan. So it's always like, there's neat to see all these different connections, and I'm looking forward to growing our wrestling program. There is men's and there is women's, but we're one wrestling program at Siena Heights University.
Yeah, but I think, and that's a great way to look at it. Again, Dominic, we appreciate the time, and I look forward to talking to you a lot more about the wrestling programs over at Siena Heights.
Thanks so much for having me on. Go Saints!
There you go. Once again, that's Dominic Adams, the head coach for the women's wrestling program at Siena Heights University. And Fredo, we're out of time here tonight, but thanks again for coming in, and we appreciate you as always. And we'll be back next Monday night right here, 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.